Alpha Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Talk to me, a ball! 47 minutes after the hour, it's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, both football and men's basketball, our friend Mark Johnson. Mark, whew, it was a close one. The Buffs pull it out. They outlast Montana State in overtime.
Yeah, pretty fun game last night. And a very good basketball team, by the way, at Montana State.
Yeah. So,
in fact, I got to the arena last night and walk in to chat with Tad Boyle and do our pregame deal. And Tad says to me, he says, man, I shouldn't have scheduled this game. This is a really good basketball team, an old basketball team, a veteran basketball team. And they showed it. And Colorado's young squad, all those freshmen and sophomores went out there. You know, they came out of the blocks pretty well. And then for about, 15 to 17 game minutes, they looked like a very young basketball team. Made a lot of mistakes, turned the ball over, got sloppy, didn't play with great intensity on the defensive end. And then, you know, they're very talented. And so they kind of hung in there a little bit. We're down by 13. And then started picking up the defensive intensity. And next thing you know, that thing got turned around, forced overtime. Big shot by Elijah Parquet, forcing overtime and winning at home. So a nice opening game win for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, and this Buffs team, pretty darn good under Tad Boyle in opening games. What are they, like 10-2 or something like that, Mark? I mean, pretty good when they start the season.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they're at 10-2. Yeah, so, you know. Well, Tad's winning percentage at home. I always tell people, you've got about, in non-conference games, you've got about a 90% chance of seeing a win when you come in and watch a Tad Boyle coach basketball team at home in non-conference play. So, but very talented. Very talented, man. I'm telling you, this team, when you look at, and they just added two kids, of course, today, as them being a National Signing Day. When you look at what this team could be this season and then look down the road the next year or two, there's a lot to get excited about, for the Buffaloes.
How big was that, though? You talk about a young team. I was reading somewhere, Mark, that a lot of them don't even know the song yet, which I always, I can't blame them. I mean, those are hard to memorize. But they're down, by 10 or so. And you talk about a young group with a lot of talent. That doesn't always mean you can put it together and win right off the bat. So for this team to battle back, and listen, we cover Big Sky Conference basketball, so Montana State, absolutely good team. How big was that, though, for them to be able to kind of recalibrate, come back, and pull off the win?
Well, I think when you're a young squad like that, you start learning lessons, right? When they lost that exhibition game to Nebraska, which got beat last night, by the way, in its opening game of the season, when they lost that, Tad said, it's the best thing that can happen to us, right? Because when you're a top 10 recruiting class like they've had come in here, now two of those guys obviously are sitting out with injuries right now, but still, you've got a highly regarded recruiting class comes in here, all kinds of hoopla and adulation. They get here and they're thinking, you know what? We're kind of a big deal, man. We're pretty good basketball players. Everyone talks about how great we are. We're going to have a four-year run of the NCAA tournament and all this kind of stuff. And then you go out and get your tail kicked in that exhibition game. That's an important lesson. And then you have a game like last night. So these young fellows go out and think, oh, come on, man. We're in a Pac-12 team, and that's a team out of the Big Sky, and blah, blah, blah. And, we're going to be just fine. And they go out there and really struggle in a game like that. I think it's a great learning tool for Tad Boyle, teaching tool for Tad Boyle, to teach these guys about the intensity you have to play with, game in and game out, regardless. Because look around the nation last night. Ohio State narrowly wins over a lower-level team. You had a couple of Pac-12 teams get beat last night. You had other Power 5 schools go out and really struggle in games against lower-level teams. What COVID has done with all the super seniors we've got right now, it's leveled the playing field. And so I think it's a great learning experience for that team last night.
I think that's an excellent point, because basketball, even without the super seniors, basketball is a sport where you don't pay attention to the conferences as much as you do football, but still you do. But like you said, I mean, if you're a group of five conference, you're not that well respected, but you're coming in with more experience than a Pac-12 team like the Buffs, then you're right. That does maybe level out that playing field, because first few games, especially, that experience can outweigh talent.
Every year you're going to hear of somebody that is outside the BCS level that's going to make a lot of noise in the NCAA tournament. And the reason that happens is because they've got a senior-laden team, a bunch of guys who are fourth- and fifth-year seniors and played a lot of basketball. They've seen it all. They've done it all. They don't get intimidated. I mean, look at this. This same Montana State team last year went into UNLV and beat the Runner Rebels the first game of the season, okay? And so look what San Diego did last night to Cal. I mean, when you have teams like that and you walk in, you're like, man, we've seen a lot of this. We're not intimidated by walking into a Power 5 school. What are you kidding me? And they go out and play. It's an important lesson to learn. And so you hope this young team has learned now, okay, we've got to play with phenomenal intensity and discipline with the basketball. And, you know, Chad was a little disappointed, I know, last night. There was a little too much dribbling going on, a guy's creating off the dribble and that kind of thing. And he said, no, we've got to kind of be the kind of team with the way we're made now in terms of our talent, how it's distributed. They've got to be the kind of team that helps each other and assists each other on baskets. And so I think there was a lot of great lessons learned. But, yeah, right. In college basketball, you're going to see a lot of upsets this year. I'm predicting that right now. It's going to happen a lot throughout the nation to a lot of very good teams out there, because there's some very good non-BCS level teams out there.
So you're telling listeners to be careful in those DraftKings and all that. Don't get too crazy with that, because we're going to have upsets like crazy this year.
No doubt about it.
Mark, I mean, basketball is exciting, but man, let's go back to football. Brendan Lewis, he's growing up before our very eyes. I mean, suddenly there's a lot of hope for the future.
Hey, by the way, when's the last time that Colorado football and basketball has gone back-to-back in overtime games? Huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah, didn't even think about that. When is that?
Yeah. I had a listener in Kansas text me that last night. He's like, when's the last time? I wrote back and I said, I don't have a clue. Like, oh, I'm Platty. He can figure that out. But, without question. I mean, look at the last 2 weeks with Brendan Lewis has done. He's completed 70% of his passes against Oregon and Oregon State. He's thrown for nearly, I think it's 394, 95 yards. He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, 1 rushing touchdown. I think he's only been sacked 1 time. I mean, you know, he is growing up, and we knew it could happen, and it was going to come. You just didn't know when, right? And you know, fans are always, you know, their patience wears a little bit thin and all that, but this team's coming. I mean, he's starting to learn. You wish he could have learned a little bit quicker, but, you know, as a coach once told me years ago, all apples ripe at a different rate, so you never know what's going to happen, but he's certainly shown us something the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was really cool to see it, and that's a great point. I didn't even connect the dots. I'm a little slower, Mark. It took me a while, the overtimes. But, yeah, you did. You had some epic games going on, exciting times. And, well, now the Buffs will turn the page on the football side and go up against UCLA this weekend. So, hey, we'll see if they can carry on that momentum. And who knows? Maybe they turn this season around into more of a positive outlook for the future upcoming.
Well, there's no doubt. I think you look at the UCLA, they're reeling a little bit. You got Washington coming in, they're reeling. There may be a coaching change up there here in the next day or two. And so you got those in the next two ball games. Utah, the last game of the season, they might be the best team in the Pac-12. So it was a great challenge. But, you know, if they can grab a couple more here and you finish up a season, say it's, you know, 5-7 or something, or maybe sneak into 6-6, holy cow, what a turnaround. And everyone's going to feel real good about it.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. Is this – okay, do you love this time of year, Mark, or are you, like, stressed beyond belief because you're bouncing back and forth game prep between basketball and football? I would be totally confusing stats and names and mixing everything up.
I did say one of my producers told me last night I did out cue in the basketball game on, you know, this is Colorado football from there. So that happens, and then you know what happens with me. You know this. I do a lot of speaking, and so I'm bouncing back and forth between football and basketball, doing various shows, and I've got about 5 speaking events here in the next probably 7 days as well on top of it. So. Yeah, right now I'm not sure what I'm talking about at this point. I'm not even sure who you are, or we're talking basketball, or I'm giving a sermon. I'm not even sure what we're talking about right now.
Hey, at least you have an excuse for it, man. Day to day, I have no idea what we're talking. I just say stuff, and I hope that it kind of works out somehow. But, Mark, appreciate you, man. It's a blast. I'm excited for this. There's a lot. Basketball, I mean, it does feel like Colorado is kind of a basketball state. I mean, I know it's Broncos country and all that, but, man, we got a lot of great basketball happening.
No doubt. I mean, CSU got the big win, scored 109 points last night. And so, yeah, there's some good basketball being played here in the state. I think it's going to be a fun winter.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Mark, we'll talk to you next week. Always love catching up with you, man. It's an honor to have you on the program.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I was thinking of that, the crossing. You know, I remember watching Scott Hastings. You guys know, of course, with Altitude doing Nuggets games. He was doing a Nuggets game one time, and they came in from a commercial break, and he came in. He was the intro guy, I guess, whatever, for that. And he seriously was doing the NQ, the intro to, like, a segment on his radio show. And he's like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing right now. We all like to think these radio guys, us radio guys, have it all together, but when you start just stacking football and basketball on top of each other, it can become madness. But I suppose in a good way. All right, we got a lot to hit in the second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.